Now, one of the stories of this week has been the fact Shrewsbury Town have been the first English club to apply for permission to fit rail seats. This is all part of the safe standing that's been a big talking point of late, with the likes of Celtic already having a section in. There are fans in some German stadia as well who are experiencing the safe standing of rail seats. But why Shrewsbury? What about this particular team? Well, we're joined by Lewis Cox from the Shrewsbury Star. Lewis, good afternoon.
Hi, Andy. How are you getting on, mate?
Yeah, I'm very good, mate. And a lot of Shrewsbury fans looking forward to the prospect of this safe standing at the New Meadow.
Oh, it's been an exciting couple of days on that front. Yeah, it's really it's really got the fans sort of pulses racing. The response to the news has been overwhelmingly positive. And of course, with it almost being a pioneering move, with Shrewsbury being the first English club, the way it's been received has been, you know, not just nationwide, you could even say sort of global, with foreign media picking it up. So it's great for us as obviously the local press, but really great for the football club and the fans.
Now, the stadium, I can remember being at the old stadium. I can remember a particular game. Yeah, I can remember a particular game that's gone down in legend because Neil Warnock's rant is now all over YouTube as Huddersfield played Shrewsbury. So I've been there, but I've never been to the new stadium. It's only, I think I'm right, 10 years old. So this is quite a major change early in the life of a new stadium.
Yeah, correct. It's 10 years old. They moved there. And actually, you know, like with any perhaps football stadium move, you know, it's never the most popular thing, is it? Because you have people who've lived their whole Shrewsbury Town life at the Gay Meadow. They didn't particularly want to leave, you know, the Gay Meadow where all their memories are. So that, I wouldn't say split the fan base, but, you know, it's still not an overwhelming, you know, popular thing, you could say. But this, you know, they're hoping that this could even go as far as, you know, maybe bring some of those fans back that used to like standing on the terrace. You know, some who feel maybe a little bit detached with how it was decades ago. And it is early in the life of the Greenhouse Meadow, as it was known. There's a new sponsor coming in, but in the new meadow, it is early in the life of it. But it's a good modern stadium. You know, Town haven't had masses of success in the last couple of years, so they're not sort of selling out. You know, they're not a club with the fan base to maybe sell out this stadium every week. So maybe that's a part of it on why it's a good idea to try it with them. You know, perhaps if it was a hustling, bustling crowd every week, it would be a little tougher to get the safe standing up and running. But perhaps that's a good point in why Town are happy to give it a go.
Just to wrap up a couple of things with this then, Lewis, at this stage it is that Shrewsbury have applied for permission to fit these rail seats. At what point do you think we'll know the decision? And also, am I right in saying that I think it's fan funding that's going to help Shrewsbury with this?
Yeah, well, yes, spot on. In fact, the whole move, Andy, has been fan-driven. This is another part of the incredible story behind it, really. It was the club work closely with a supporters' parliament. I don't know how common that is with other Football League clubs, but they meet sort of monthly and bounce ideas off each other, really, you know, hierarchy of the clubs. And one of the points put forward, I believe, at the start of 2017 was, you know, this idea on safe standing. Obviously, it's worked so well with Celtic in Scotland, in Europe, as you've said. And you know, the chief exec and other members of the board and the hierarchy were happy to listen, they're happy to work. And, you know, it was the Supporters Parliament request, and now they're going about this crowdfunding initiative to raise the sort of required £75,000. And you know, I expect that money will be raised quite comfortably, given the backing it's got from not just Shrewsbury fans, but fans across the country. And you're quite right, it has got to go to, you know, through the council safety group, through the government. But they're expecting it to get passed. They're pretty confident.
Is the talk then that this could be for the start of this season, or are they looking at maybe the start of next?
The time frame they've given us, we've talked to the club about it, is possibly in the next season. So they've talked about spring. So they're hoping, you know, ideal scenario, and it would be fantastic if they could get it in before the end of next season, which would be absolutely great.
Lewis, just to turn us on to stuff on the pitch, a lot of Bradford fans will be listening at the moment and wondering about Shrewsbury next season. The first meeting between the two sides is just before the run into Christmas. Then they meet again just before the end of the season. What about Shrewsbury's preparations? I mean, last season was a tough one, but how are the Shrewsbury fans feeling at this stage?
It was. It was a tough season for Shrews. It ended well. You know, they stayed up on the penultimate weekend, pretty much, you know, cemented their place on the penultimate weekend. And it was a fabulous achievement by Paul Hurst, former Rotherham player, who is now manager. He was appointed in October. The beginning of last season was dreadful. They were rock bottom come October. Former manager Mickey Mellon got the boot, effectively. Paul Hurst came in and he turned things around. He really did a good job. You know, at some point in January and February, they were League One's informed team. And that included the Meadow victory over Bradford. I believe it was 1-0, if my memory serves me correctly. So, you know, Bradford fans may not necessarily see the game as a walkover. You know, Hurst has done a lot of positive things so far this summer. We're expecting changes. We're expecting a Paul Hurst squad. Obviously, he did good things at Grimsby, didn't he? In the time he had, he got them up into the Football League. So it's really exciting. They've got 5 new players in so far. I'm expecting plenty more. And I think they could give clubs like Bradford a real sort of battle this season, a real good game.
You mentioned last season about the result against Bradford. Shrewsbury did pretty well against teams from West Yorkshire, but I think as a Huddersfield fan, the less said about last season from that perspective, probably the better.
Yeah, well, you're right. We were just saying before we went on air, and the victory over Huddersfield, I think the first week of the season with the early cup game was bizarre. Like you said, you know, Huddersfield went on to have such a great season. The start of last season was so awful for Town, and then there was, you know, this random great sort of cup win against a high-flying Championship side. But things for both clubs are pretty different at this point, aren't they?
Yeah, they certainly are. And it's been great to get you back on the show. Lewis Cox from the Shrewsbury Star, thank you for joining us on Radio Yorkshire.
Cheers, Andy. Anytime, mate. Thanks.